Now, other than the Ravens, this has to be the talker today, at least in Laurel. One of the thoroughbreds at Laurel Park broke free, ran out of the gate, and started running down Route 1 about 9 o'clock this morning with trainers and jockeys following him in cars.
The Dow up 1 point, the NASDAQ up 1 point, the S&P down 2 as investors look at low interest rates' impact on Wells Fargo and other banks and absorb news of a wider trade deficit. Weak PC sales are pressuring tech stocks. Shares of Apple, HP, and Dell are all moving lower after IDC said global PC sales fell by more than expected in the fourth quarter. Facebook shares are up almost 1%. J.P. Morgan has named it a top pick among large-cap stocks for this year. Investors aren't fazed by a court ruling that Netflix has an unfair advantage over Gamefly. Gamefly has to pay more and use heavier packaging to ship its DVDs while the post office hand sorts Netflix's paper envelopes for no extra charge. Netflix is up almost 2%. And shares of web data analytics company Splunk are up 7% on rumors that IBM may be looking to buy the company. The Dow up 2 points. I'm Adrienne Mitchell from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Maryland's News Now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
2:51, and now to our horse tail. It had to be the talk of Laurel this morning. A riderless horse breaking free from Laurel Park and running down Route 1 like his freedom depended on it. Pretty scary, though, for the owner, the jockeys, and the trainers. But they went after Bullet Catcher. Did they catch him? Trainer Jerry Robb joins us now. Jerry, hey.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, I guess. It's been a rough morning.
I know. You're with Bullet Catcher now, as I understand it, so he's doing pretty well, I hear.
Well, considering what he went through, he's doing fine, but when they do things like this, sometimes you don't see the consequences for a few days.
But I heard one trainer at the track say in his 50 years, he's never seen anything like this happen.
I've seen them get out on the road for maybe 50 feet or so once or twice in 40 years, but I've known this guy went like he knew where he was going.
All right, so tell us about what happened. I know you weren't there for the whole thing, but Bullet Catcher broke out about 9 o'clock this morning, and then where did he go?
He was on the racetrack galloping, and he wheeled and got loose on the way back to the barn. And instead of going to the barn, he made a left and went out the main gate. By the time I got called and got in the car and after him down Route 1, he was already on the van. And I would just like to take this opportunity to thank all the people, because there was a lot of people from the track that got involved to save him.
Did you hear if there was other traffic? Believe it or not, I mean, one of the jockeys took some videos from one of the cars. It's on YouTube and it's on our website, WBAL.com. And it's pretty incredible. He was clocking Bullet Catcher at 30 miles per hour, but I didn't see any other traffic on the road.
I saw the video, and it's amazing. They tell me he went through Whiskey Bottom Road at Route 1 through a red light without slowing down and never got touched. I mean, it's just incredible.
So how did they catch him?
One of the blacksmiths from the track was riding parallel. You can see him on the video, riding parallel, and he ended up getting a hand on him out of the wind and pulling one of the reins, and slowed him up quite a bit and herded him to the side of the road where a snake frock, I was told, helped herd him. Three cars kind of boxed him in, and then my exercise rider actually caught him by hand.
Ooh, that's like it's like something out of a Western.
Yeah, it was incredible.
I know there's a lot of concerns about his shoes, but apparently he didn't wreck them too badly.
All four shoes were still on him and weren't even spread. I mean, it's just incredible story. I mean, there's no way that can happen and keep your shoes on.
When you got him back to the track, did he seem exhausted? Was he hyper?
No, he seemed perfectly normal. And I understand the owner told me that she heard from the breeder that he did something like this as a yearling also. Ran down the road and went on a field trip.
How is he as a racehorse?
He's had a lot of problems. He won his first race, which was very impressive, and that's the only race he's won, but he's only run like four times, so he's had a lot of problems. I mean, this doesn't help matters.
So he's a runner?
Yeah, he is a runner.
How's the jockey he threw?
He was supposed to get on another horse right after that and asked me could he pass because he was a little stiff, but I think he's okay. It was Jeremy Rose.
Did you see people around town sort of watching the whole thing happen?
Um, I drove up Route 1 and I called back to the barn. I said, you guys got to be kidding me. The traffic's moving normal. Nothing's going on. I mean, you had no idea a horse just went up the road. So I didn't see any of it. Like I said, by the time I got there, he was on a horse stand.
Bullet Catcher may be the luckiest horse in the world.
Today.
Jerry Robb, trainer at Laurel Park, thank you so much for joining us and talking about what was for you a very scary time, and for Bullet Catcher, maybe a little bit of an adventure.
And love that.